Good morning. This, we're continuing Klal Beis Siman Aleph, and this year is going to be aired on the 22nd day of the Omer. The Chayotim continues, and we're holding, he says, V'tekev b'kumoy, immediately when a person awakens, Yito Yodav al Zaseir, you should wash his hands in the following way. Yikach ha'kli b'yaminoy, v'yitna liyad samarloy. So that's a pikabola, that the first person should take it with his right hand and then pass it to the left hand to show that the right hand, which represents the midah of chesed, is overpowering and stronger than the left hand, which is the midah of din, of a gevurah. Well, yishpach ha'mayim al yad yaminoy, then with his left hand he pours the water onto his right hand. Then he switches the water to his right hand. And you pour onto the left hand. You do that three times. And that forces the ruchatuma to leave by washing each hand three times, bisi rugin, which means one switching back and forth. There is a grow which says a person should wash each hand a fourth time to remove the ruach atumah which is on the water, which has remained on the hand. Okay. A person would dip his hands into the river three times and sort of swish his hands around. It's not clear if that removes ruach atumah, ruach raw. Maybe the Rishon says it. The only way you can remove it is by pouring. Even if you hold it in our works, maybe it only works if you do it in the form of serugin, of switching back and forth. Well, you told me, not the other shakras. The person should not, if you have a servant who's washing your hands, he's pouring the water, the servant has to be somebody who's washed his hands in the morning as well. We will see that there's another reason we wash. Other reasons we wash in the morning besides ruach atumah. This is an issue of ruach atumah. This is independent of the purpose of washing for tefillah. There's a discussion whether this ruach atumah applies in a person sleeps by day. The Beis Yosef seems inclined that it does, but it seems to be that much a person can be makel. That during the daytime he doesn't accept the Machbet on the Dalet Amos. He wants to go to another room to wash or something of that sort. But if a person awakens in the morning, you have this issue. He also raises an issue that maybe this Ruach HaTumah is there even if a person does not sleep just by being overnight. That's why even if a person stays awake the whole night, a person would want to wash his hands in the morning because of the potential of Ruach Raw as well. This is the Beis Yosef and Siman Dalet. Okay. Simon Bays. Also, the kind of netila lepeh v'lochaytem linayim v'loznayim l'fiyat habas. Person should not touch the openings of the body, the eyes, the nose, the mouth, etc. L'begigah shalshecha. Person should not touch a barrel containing beer. Kima yirei hefsek beged. All of these, a person can only do that if there is a glove on or a garment in between. There's ruach atumah which is now on the hands, and it might affect these places which are touched negatively. Well, taking this thought further, that I mean, if a person touched food, the food is going to come aser. That is actually the psak of one poisek. Achnir li demi loy omer hashas stam yad lochlin tikotetz. The more it stresses very much a person should not do this, and therefore the more it says a strong lashon that if a person would do this, he might as well just cut off his hand because the damage he's doing to himself is so significant. It would be better to cut off his hand rather than to do this. The more it says, yad lepeh, tikotzi. The person put his hands to his mouth before washing in the morning, his hand should be chopped off. Obviously, you're not chopping off anybody's hands. What it means is that it's so damaging to the person, it's the equivalent of doing such a thing. So the more it says, yad to the gigas, which Chazal said means a barrel of beer, tikotzitz. Why don't you say yad lo echlem tikotzitz? The fact that the Gemara did not say that, it's simply discussed the case of the gigas, the barrel of beer. Mashma the dafka be gigas shecher, but not al shar echlem akaponim be diavid ain lochish. Other foods be diavid are not a problem. Chay mashma zav yuma gav be shama yazokin. Okay. And then he brings in the paragraph that he brings a raya that in general he thinks a mutter b'diav is a mutter. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that in a case where it does touch food, it's not so simple as a raya. So he suggests the following: that a food which can be washed, some person should wash it. So obviously it doesn't apply to liquid, but to foods. So many times you can take an apple, take an orange. A person touches the apple or orange, he should wash it three times. Sirugan, pour on it like you be washing the hands. You should do that and then remove the ruchtuma from the food. If you cannot, b'diavad you can be mekel. It's a food which you wouldn't, you know, a person touch pizza, it'd be hard to wash the pizza. So in that situation, a person can be mekel.